Father, you're more than wonderful. Because in the courts of ages past, the front side of eternity, whatever that means, you plan to love us through Jesus. And this Good Friday is such a vitally important day. Because your very words, Jesus, were, except a corn of wheat fall on the ground and die, it abides alone. But your death included our death to sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
And today, Lord, we remember your love in giving your Son. And Jesus, your love for us in walking exactly like we have to walk, in choosing to put someone ahead of yourself. And that was the will of Father God. So thank you for all of your demonstration for us, because you emptied yourself fully for those years that you walked here. You emptied yourself fully of your right to live this life here as God and not man.
Yes, sir.
You chose to live it as man, as we live. And you won the battle for us. And because you did, in death and in life, we know that we can too.
That's right.
And tonight, we're here to say thank you.
Yes, we are.
Thank you so very much, Lord. Thank you for your love and sacrifice and pardon. Yes, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came through you, Jesus. And of your fullness we have all received, grace upon grace. So our hearts cry as we come to the conclusion of this service time, and we hear the song, and then we join in affirming our belief and our gratitude for transformation in our lives. We do so with great love and appreciation once again on this Good Friday. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.